Hey everyone, this is BT and welcome to Inside the Episode. Today, David and I are going to go deep inside of episode 80, How to Break Through Resistance. Hey everyone, this is BT and you are inside the episode. Today, we're going to be breaking down David's recent episode, How to Break Through Resistance. So I've got David here with me. I've got a few questions I'm going to ask him. So David, in the episode, you shared some excerpts from You Squared by Price Pritchett. That book is small but mighty, having read it myself multiple times. Do you remember when you first came across that book and what it did for your mindset that helped you in your growing business?
Yeah, I do. I came across this book, if I remember correctly, it was around 1998. I got it from my mentor, Bob Proctor. He gave me a copy of it, and he said, study this book, and like, just when he told me to study, it was like deep dive, right? So he was the one that taught me that philosophy of how to study. So when I went through it, the first thing I did was I just gave it a quick read through, and then I went back and really started making notes and looking at it, and I thought it was genius freaking book, because most of the stuff that he talks about in there, the quantum leaps that I had already made, I had done. But of course, you don't necessarily recognize it the way somebody else is languaging something. So this gave me a new like language and definition in my head for the process that I was actually doing. And then when I was ready to make some bigger quantum leaps, this is a book that stayed on my desk along with Working with the Law, Think and Grow Rich, and You Too Could Be Prosperous. It was right there. So I kept those around me as tools so that, and they still, I mean, they're not on my desk, but they're on my credenza behind my desk still currently. Right. If I get stuck, like if I'm having a problem with something, I will pick this up still and I will go through it, you know, and it moves my thinking to a place where I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm following rules that I don't necessarily have to follow, or I'm making this more difficult, or there's something about this I don't love. I can find, like, it helps me get through my own resistance when I use it as a tool.
Yeah, it's so great. And looking at the book itself, like we had just talked before we came on, it's little over 30 pages, but it's a lifetime of study within that. And the cool part about it, what I found when I read that book the first time, was I just ripped through it. Like, yeah. I was all about trying to get through it. But it is the kind of a book, when you are stuck, you can just pull off the, you know, off the shelf, open it up to any particular page, and you can find the answer you're looking for right there. It's really brilliant. And especially brilliant in that is the story that Pritchett tells in the beginning about the fly in the window. Now, when I first heard that, I was blown away by all the metaphors and how it relates to everyone's life. Being someone who, myself, locks in on a plan and struggles to deviate at any cost, that was a very powerful lesson for me. So what was your biggest takeaway from what Pritchett shared in the story the first time you read it?
I think the biggest takeaway for me was that there were certain things in my life that I was doing very much like the fly. And it was probably more around relationships than anything else. That's where I saw myself doing that. And it was like, why are you doing this? You know, that window is not going to move for the fly. What you want out of these relationships is not going to change. You know, you're trying to change people, and people don't change, right? They have to want to make a change. So it was a real significant wake up for me when I looked at how I was being the fly in relationships.
Yeah, sure. We make things so hard, don't we?
We do. Like, well, I didn't want to go through the pain of losing a relationship.
Right. And if you just take a step back and look, there's the open window right to your left or right. Yeah, it is fascinating. Can you restate for the people listening how to know when you are in resistance? What does that look like?
So when you're stuck, that's the question that I ask a person, is what are they resisting? Because being stuck means you're resisting something. It's not the natural flow of the universe for anything to get stuck. So what happens is we're trying to do something in our life, in any area of our life, and we get stuck by some kind of a problem. When we cannot move forward, it's because something in our mind we're resisting, either accepting or being or doing or changing or whatever. If we would do that, the universe, that information from the universe on how to break through the problem just flows right to and through us. But if we have a barrier up because we don't want to experience something, then we're resisting. So what would I say by resisting is we're actually resisting the information coming to us because we don't want to change something. If we understand that that's what we're doing, then we can then focus in on, that's interesting. What is it that I'm avoiding here? What am I resisting changing? When we do that, then the stuck goes away and it flows again.
And I would assume more often than not, it's something that is very uncomfortable for us to address. That's why we push it off and go the safe route.
Yeah, most times. Yeah. Most times. Either it's something we don't want to experience, or we know it's going to affect somebody else, or it's going to mess with a fear that we have. Yeah, it's you know, we're afraid to be vulnerable, sure. You know, whatever.
Yeah. All right. So just to close this out, we're going to go back to the fly one final time. So what advice would you give to someone today to avoid the windowsill of life, like the stubborn fly in that story?
It's interesting because I see people do this all the time, and they get really locked in on this one thing that has to be done or changed in their business in order to get this result. And it may be the correct thing, but very often it's like they're battling it over and over and over and over and over again. And what my suggestion is like, you have to ask yourself, is there another way that I'm not thinking of? Because this should not be this difficult. And it really shouldn't. Like, there's some things that are tedious in nature, or that take time, or have many, many steps to them in order to get to the end result. But even that, as far as the difficulty, it's not really that it's difficult. It's just that we have to sit down and actually do the work. But it should move ahead rather quickly. So, you know, my suggestion is that when you're up against something that seems really hard, where it's like it's pushing back and you're not getting the result, you have to ask yourself, how am I being this fly? Like, what is the window here that I'm not seeing?
That's brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, if you have not, first of all, go back and listen to this episode over and over and over again, How to Break Through Resistance. It is a powerful lesson that needs to be repeated. So you should download that one and just keep it on play. Second thing, make sure you get the Price Pritchett book, U Squared. Go through that, make it a study. You'll read through it many, many times. And each time you do, something new is going to come up. So thanks for sharing that with us today, David. I thought it was fantastic.
My pleasure. Thanks, BT.
All right.
Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.